Whoa. And my guest in the studios this afternoon is Dr. Mark DeWitt. He's here to talk about that group we just heard playing on KRVS, and some of you may have heard it on Earthbeat last night with Cecil. They are coming to Lafayette tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening.
That's
they
right.
will be on the UL campus,
mm-hmm.
and you can go hear them live and just be amazed by their virtuosity and the energy that they have. Mark, I know that Cecil has been playing this group for quite a while. How long have you been listening to them, aware of this group?
And I just started listening to them after I was contacted by the management in New Jersey, who contacted me. And I had worked with this management once before. We brought Magos Hungarian Band a couple of years ago.
Right.
And the response to that was excellent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We packed the little room that we had booked for them, and so we found a bigger room this time.
Because you realized how many people came and enjoyed that
program.
How many
people love Hungarian music mm-hmm, around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to remind people who are listening that you are head of the traditional music program
mm-hmm.
here at UL Lafayette. You're the Tommy Como chair and head up the traditional music program, which includes traditional music from Louisiana, of course, but also traditional musics around the world. I know that you all teach a worldwide traditional music program, and as a part of your cultural offerings, you do bring groups like this onto the campus.
Yeah, it's part of the mission of the chair to promote and present and instruct about music from all over the world. So, and we do focus, our hands-on classes are focused on French music from here for the most part. We do in our other offerings where it's just to come to sit and listen to a concert or just to appreciate the music, then we do offer a wider variety.
Mm-hmm. Although this music does sound like it's based very firmly in a dance tradition as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there'd be a lot of dancing going on back home, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this group, from all the videos that I've seen, they do have some YouTube videos that folks can go see if they're curious. www.tommycomo.com right now on the homepage of that website. I have put the press release for this show, which includes a link to YouTube, which has a number of their videos where you can see this very trio performing some in a very like a tiny desk concert kind of situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can see just the range and the virtuosity of what they can do.
The energy and intensity.
Yes, just when you thought they couldn't play any faster.
They do. Now, I guess we should tell them the name. It's the Kalman Baloch Cymbalom
mm-hmm.
Trio.
Cymbalom Trio.
Mm-hmm.
And the cymbalom is, if your listeners are familiar with a hammered dulcimer type of instrument, that's what it is. It's basically like a piano without the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. You know, or a harp on its side
yeah.
to hit.
Well, it's more like mm-hmm. a small tabletop version of a piano with mm-hmm. no keyboard, and it's just got the strings there, and then you take these, you know, mallet or hammers. It's like two sticks with mm-hmm. like little somethings on the end to hit the strings with, and it's
and
quite amazing.
He hits them very fast.
Yes, he does. And quite accurately, too.
Now, he's doing something interesting with the music. It's not just something this group lifted from peasant culture. They're kind of mixing it, like many groups do, taking from the traditions and then mixing it. Say, for example, if I guess our listeners have heard some gypsy jazz, perhaps. And
mm-hmm.
so they seem to be doing some of that, taking some of the traditions and then mixing it with kind of a different form.
Yeah, it's like, well, you might, those are jazz fans out there would, you know, are very familiar with the routine in a jazz combo will play in a bebop situation. They'll play the head, which is like the tune, maybe once or twice, depending on if it's a blues or 32 bar. And then they'll start improvising. And then at the end, they'll play the tune again.
Mm-hmm.
But the tunes that the jazz people draw from are the Great American Songbook, by and large. Whereas these guys, kind of take that same format, but they draw on
Hungarian
folk music, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and Bulgarian folk music, and you know, Eastern European music, much of which has some kind of gypsy aroma roots to it, not all of it. Mm-hmm. Some of the guys in the trio are of a gypsy background, and some are not. So, but that's what they do, and so the improvisation is quite stunning. Well, so anyone who loves jazz would, I think, really dig this, and anybody who likes folk music would really dig this.
Or anyone who enjoys a fiddle being played very fast would enjoy this also. Now, the concert is going to take place in Hamilton Hall, which is kind of behind Angèle. So it's close
Correct.
To Angèle, but it is in Hamilton, which some people may remember was Hamilton School and now houses a number of departments on campus. But there's an auditorium in there.
Yes, there's an auditorium in there that once in a while we do. We've done some concerts there in the past, I understand, from my colleague Jeff George. And it's a nice room. I've been in there, and it definitely has sort of a recital hall type shape to it with tall ceiling and everything. So I think it's going to be a nice space for an acoustic concert, and not too big, about the right size. Seats about 230 people.
Now, do you need to buy tickets ahead of time, or is it a?
Unfortunately, we do not have the ability to sell tickets ahead of time. So we will be selling tickets at the door starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and we can only take. This is going to be a little confusing, but we only take cash. Now, if folks need to park, the place to park, the visitor parking lot only takes credit, only takes plastic, credit or debit. And that's on just down the street, a block away.
Corner of St. Mary and Girard Park Drive.
Right, Girard Park Circle. So McKinley turns into Girard Park Circle, so you just go down McKinley towards St. Mary, cross St. Mary, and then go down another half a block on the right-hand side is the pay parking lot.
Okay, and you pay even in the evening if you're parking.
Yeah, during the weekday you do, unfortunately.
Well, there are a lot of classes going on.
Yeah.
So cash for the tickets tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a UL faculty, staff, or student.
All free.
All free with your ID.
Yeah, just bring your ID. Mm-hmm. And then it's $10 for general public and $5 for seniors.
Okay. So that will be tomorrow evening, the Kalman Balo Cimbalom Trio, brought by the Traditional Music Program here at UL Lafayette. Mm-hmm. It's a part of y'all's mission, again, to present traditional musics from around the world. But as you said, many of your hands-on classes do have to do with the indigenous musics of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So what's happening this semester in the traditional music program? What are you all teaching and working on this semester?
Yeah, this semester we have beginning accordion class with little Nathan, Nathan Williams Jr. Is teaching the beginning accordion, as he will do in the fall as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Anyone. And the general public can take these classes
That's
too,
correct.
Can't they? You don't have to be a four-year degree student.
Yeah. So especially the group classes, I encouraged the community to come and check those out. And we had to cancel the intermediate fiddle class for lack of interest, by the way. Mm. So folks should think about that for next year out there. Any listeners who play the fiddle out there, next spring we'll be offering the intermediate fiddle class again. In the fall, we're going to be offering a beginning fiddle with Brazos Huval, bassist for the Mamou Playboys, but also a fiddler with the Huval Family Band, and he's pretty awesome at that. He will be teaching that in the morning. So,
and those classes are easy to sign up for. You do that through University College?
Right.
Okay, so you don't have to apply to be a student at the university. You just call University College and find out how to take these courses.
Something like that.
Something
University
like
College
that.
Can tell you more.
They can.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you offer from time to time a history of Cajun and Zydeco music, I believe.
Right. Christy Gilroy is teaching that this semester, bricks and mortar version in the classroom, Tuesdays and Thursdays. In the fall, last fall and again this coming fall, I'll be teaching that class online.
So people around the world
So anyone
could
can take that.
Class.
If so, anyone's listening on the internet right now, you too could take the Cajun and Zydeco class at UL Lafayette.
Okay. And you will be teaching that in the fall.
I will, yes.
And as we were saying, it's not too early to start thinking about it. Advising starts up on campus
next week. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the general public will be able to start signing up for these classes probably by the middle of April, I would think.
Okay, so start planning your fall and either pick up that fiddle you bought thinking you would take courses and you haven't yet, or think about that history of Cajun and Zydeco music.
And we will be also starting a new class in the fall. I think we have it all approved and fingers crossed it's really going to happen. Cajun and Creole Vocals Group Instruction with Christy Gowrie.
Well, that would be an interesting class to have. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. A year or two ago, Christy and Courtney Granger put together a Cajun Vocals Instruction DVD. And so they had that out there. This is a class that she and I have been talking about for a while to offer. And there'll be some vocal technique, but it'll mostly be focused on, you know, how to sing in Cajun and Creole French. And, you know, so she's going to be working with the language as well as with the singing and the sound of your voice.
And is this another class that the general public can sign up for?
I think that's going to be offered. Now, again, if someone's working during the day, that's going to be kind of a problem because Christy's going to be teaching, I think, at 11 in the morning, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, if you can work your schedule around it, you can learn to vocalize in Cajun and Zydeco music. And so these courses are a part of the traditional music program. You can actually major in that here at the university.
That's right.
And so you get a music degree with a concentration in traditional music.
Bachelor of Arts in Music.
In
traditional music.
And if someone's interested in that, do they contact you directly?
Yes, they can contact me directly because they're going to have to talk to me pretty soon, sooner or later anyway. And and actually, we are having auditions right now, too, for next year.
And auditions for the School of Music?
Auditions for the School of Music in general. Okay. And an audition is required for the traditional music major as well. So, you know, we just want you to come in and show us what you got.
Now, I know the School of Music is very busy right now. You all have a lot of concerts coming up, including this Hungarian concert that you have tomorrow evening. Is the traditional School of Music going to have any concerts or demonstrations?
I'm so glad you asked, Judith. As a matter of fact, we are. On Thursday, April 17th, it's not too early to save the date.
Not in the springtime in Lafayette, no.
Yes, And it is the Thursday before Easter, so I don't know if folks are – hopefully won't be too busy getting ready for Good Friday or whatever they plan for that weekend. But that's when we're going to have a little show at Burke Theater in this very building where we're sitting right now at 7:30. And that what's going to be on the program there is our brand-new bluegrass ensemble, which we're offering for the very first time this semester, Vermilion Express. They even picked a name.
So you all have had a Cajun music ensemble for a while, and you added this bluegrass ensemble.
Yeah, and the Cajun music ensemble is going to be on the show as well. So bluegrass ensemble led by Len Springer, Cajun ensemble led by Mitch Reed.
And what instruments do you have in the bluegrass ensemble this semester?
The students we have are playing bass, guitar, mandolin, and... it's kind of interesting because at least two of them have picked up new instruments since the semester started.
Well, that's what you would hope. You would hope that they're being encouraged by this program.
They're young and they are gung-ho. Four out of the five are music majors in this group. There's one young woman who's in the group, and she auditioned as a singer, and she's quite a fine singer, but she decided she wanted to have something else to do too, so she's doing some rhythm on the mandolin. So we kind of have two mandolins.
So, but there will be a vocalist. She'll be singing some
of the
songs.
Yeah, she'll be singing some of my, and some of the guys will be handling some of the vocals too, and they're going to be singing the three-part harmony. And
they have that high and lonesome
sound.
Yeah,
they're working on it. and then we have our Len Springer instructor plays the fiddle, and we'll be having... Hopefully, Mr. Brian Sims join us on the banjo.
All right. So this is the debut of the bluegrass ensemble called the Vermilion Express.
Vermilion Express.
Right.
Yes, indeed. And then also in the Cajun ensemble we'll be playing. And then we'll also be having, again, fingers crossed, some students from Joanna Devine's songwriting class. The come and perform some of their songs.
And they've been meeting every week here in the KRVS Performing Arts Studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hear them kind of gather together and you hear little duets around. Mm-hmm. It's very nice to have them here. So we'll get to hear what they've produced mm-hmm. on April 17th. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a full evening. You've got the songwriting class. You have the Bluegrass Express. You've got the Cajun Music Ensemble on the 17th in Burke Hawthorne Hall.
17th of April.
Mm-hmm. So you can mark that down in your calendar and see what's been happening in the traditional music program here at UL Lafayette. If you are just tuning in, my guest is the Tommy Como Chair, the head of the traditional music program here at UL Lafayette, Dr. Mark DeWitt. And he's here talking about the program as well as a concert that will take place tomorrow evening of Hungarian music, and it is the Kalman Baloch Cimbalom Trio from Budapest, Hungary. And they'll be playing a variety of types of Eastern European music with a lot of improvisation, mm-hmm. And they'll be playing it really fast sometimes. They're pretty amazing.
And Mr. Baloch's English is pretty good too, so with any luck, he might explain a little bit about some of the things that they're playing.
Well, all right. Maybe a little question and answer mm-hmm. afterwards. You could get to look at some of these instruments. The cimbalom, as you said, kind of like a hammer dulcimer mm-hmm. That's traditional to that part of Europe. Cecil's been playing them for a long time, and I think he does have another piece queued up to play. So tomorrow evening, tickets will be available at the door, cash.
Starting at 7 o'clock.
But UL students, faculty, and staff can get in with an ID.
Correct.
So great opportunity. Hamilton Hall on the UL campus, room 108, which is the auditorium. And you get to hear this fabulous music. Well, thanks for making that music available to us and the traditional musics from Louisiana available to us. It really is a rich resource that you all allow everyone to experience over in the School of Music. If people would like to know more about the program, the traditional music program, they can contact you directly or go to the website, the School of Music website. Does that have some information?
School of Music website mm-hmm. it has some information. It also has my email address.
Okay.
As well as does TommyComo.com.
Which right, TommyComo.com.
Has the press release for this show.
All right. Well, that's a good one to bookmark, TommyComo.com. Mm-hmm. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
And you can find out.
And we'll have the information about next semester's courses up there soon, too. I've been scrambling to try to get the schedule all put together, but we'll have it up there hopefully by next week.
Okay. And we'll be announcing those courses as well. But if you are interested in taking any music classes, Cajun and Creole music classes, you can contact the department and find out what's up for the fall. Well, thank you so much, Mark. And we're going to be listening right now to a selection from Kalman Baloch. He'll be here with his trio tomorrow night in Lafayette on the UL campus. Doors open at 7. Concert starts at 7:30. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Judith.